Sit down, please, Sergeant Mulroney, Lieutenant Colonel C.G. Castillo said politely when the Chicago detective came into the dining room of the main house with Lorimer. While we talk about what we're going to do with you. Mulroney sat down across the table from Castillo. Lorimer sat down between Taurine and Delchamp. A plump, middle-aged woman and a younger one began distributing ham and eggs and plates of rolls. Her daughter? Castillo wondered. Whoever they are, they wouldn't be here if Susanna didn't trust them. Castillo pushed a coffee thermos across the table. Has Charlie here been a good boy, Eddie? Castillo asked. A very good boy, sir, First Lieutenant Edmund Lorimer said. Then we mustn't forget to give him a gold star to take home to Mommy. I mean, the mayor. Mustn't we? No, sir, we mustn't. I'll be sure to do that. May I ask when that will be, Colonel?
First thing tomorrow morning, Castillo said. He looked at Mulroney for a long moment, then asked,
No comment, Sergeant? You know the mayor's not going to be happy if you send me home, Colonel, Mulroney said after a moment.
I guess not, Castillo said. But the situation here, already bad, got worse about an hour ago, which leaves me with two choices. Making the mayor unhappy by sending you back home, or watching this operation blow up in my face, which, as you know, Sergeant, means in the president's face, which is not really an option.
Lorimer just told you I haven't been giving anybody any trouble, Mulroney protested.
That's because Lieutenant Lorimer has been sitting on you under my orders to take you out, if you even looked like you were thinking of doing something you shouldn't. So you behaved, and you get to go home, alive, with that gold star I was talking about.
You really don't want to piss off the mayor, Colonel, Mulroney said.
No, I don't. And I don't think I will. Making him unhappy and pissing him off are two different things. Do you know what we mean by a gold star for Mommy, Sergeant?
Mulroney didn't reply, and his face showed embarrassed confusion.
I will send a letter to the mayor with Colonel Taurine, Castillo said, with copies to the president and the director of national intelligence, saying how much we appreciate his offering us your services and how hard you have tried to be of use, but that I have reluctantly concluded you just don't have the investigative, analytical, and other skills necessary, and that I decided the best thing to do to ensure the success of the operation was to send you home.
You son of a bitch, Mulroney said.
Castillo went on as if he hadn't heard him.
Now that will almost certainly make the mayor unhappy, but I think if he's going to be pissed off at anybody, it will be at you, Sergeant Mulroney, for not being able to cut the mustard. I don't think that will make you too popular with Special Agent Timmons's family, either.
Mulroney locked eyes with Castillo, but didn't say anything.
Permission to speak, sir? Lorimer asked.
Castillo appeared to be considering that before he made a come on with it gesture.
Sir, inasmuch as Sergeant Mulroney didn't ask to be sent with us, it doesn't seem fair that he should find his ass in a crack.
From the expression in Mulroney's eyes, old Charlie did in fact volunteer to come along with us.
Volunteering no doubt scored a lot of points with the mayor, and there'd be even more brownie points if we and he managed to get Timmons back.
We're not in the fair business, Lorimer, Castillo said coldly. And therefore, since you are presumed to understand that—
Colonel, Delchamp interrupted, if I may—
Castillo appeared to be considering that, too, before he gestured for Delchamp to continue.
I don't know what you're going to say, Edgar, but obviously you picked up on where I'm trying to go with Mulroney. You even called me Colonel. What's going to happen now, I think, is instead of the ordinary good guy, bad guy scam, we're going to have two good guys saving Mulroney from bad old Colonel Castillo.
I understand your concerns, Colonel, Delchamp went on. But what I have been thinking is that Detective Mulroney
might be useful when we go to Paraguay.
How? Castillo asked, his tone on the edge of sarcasm.
In dealing with both the people in the embassy and the local police. With regard to the former, whether you go there as Colonel Castillo or as Mr. Castillo, you are still going to be the important visitor from Washington, and they are not going to tell you anything that might come around, in that marvelous phrase, to bite them on the ass. As far as the local police are concerned, your command of the language notwithstanding, you are going to be a visiting gringo, and they are not going to tell you anything.
Delchamp paused, then continued.
Now, Detective Mulroney...
Actually, I'm a sergeant, Mulroney interrupted.
Delchamp flashed Mulroney a look, making it clear that he didn't like being interrupted, then went on.
Sergeant Mulroney is a bona fide police officer, low enough in rank so as not to frighten away the people in the embassy, but yet to be, so to speak, one of them. I'm suggesting that he might be told, or would see, things they would not tell or show you.
I am now pretending to carefully consider what Delchamp just said. The funny thing is, it makes sense. Even if he came up with it just to help Lorimer and me keep Mulroney on a tight leash.
There may be something to what you say, Delchamp, Castillo said, after what he considered to be a suitable pause. But do you really believe that it outweighs the risk of Mulroney doing something stupid that would blow the operation?
Well, you'd have to keep him on a short leash, of course, Delchamp said. But yes, Colonel, I do. You might be surprised how valuable he might be.
Sir, I'll be sitting on him, Lorimer said.
But you have this odd notion of fair play, Lieutenant, Castillo said.